now, Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa, in discussion with the founder of UKTube.
I've been wondering how many of our listeners are familiar with UKTube. You likely know YouTube, but have you discovered UKTube yet? That's UKETube. If you haven't been on UKTube yet, you may want to check it out to see what you've been missing. The person behind UKTube, its creator, is William Shuch, and he's on the line with me from Toronto. Vasil, welcome to the Ukrainian Hour.
Thanks for having me here. Great to be here.
So, Bill, would you tell our listeners about UKTube, when and why you created it? What is it?
UKTube is a Ukrainian video channel that I set up on YouTube, which is the top 10 video website on the internet. Mm-hmm. It was set up about 2007, but it wasn't really until 2009 that I put my back into it and started recording and taping a lot of, and posting, cutting and editing, posting a lot of Ukrainian videos from events in the Toronto area. Mm-hmm. And it's been a bit addictive since the Toronto Festival and lots of different bands, lots of different events that I thought people would like to see mm-hmm. online. Mm-hmm. And so far, it's been pretty good in terms of the response and the number mm-hmm. of views that I've received.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, you've got a Ukrainian video group on UKTube. What is that?
Yeah, so the channel that I have on UKTube is the YouTube channel there where I post Ukrainian videos. But the channels tend to be more of a one-way street, sort of like a commercial one-way. And I thought it would be much more interesting if I set up a group outside mm-hmm. of my channel. Again, it's just called UKTube, Ukrainian Video Group, where other Ukrainians on YouTube could share all of their Ukrainian videos mm-hmm. with other Ukrainians.
So they can post their videos?
Yeah. So the group is actually even much larger than my channel. My channel has about 600 people, but the channel has over 1,000 members, and I think
the video group.
Yeah, the group. Yeah, mm-hmm. and it has about 12,000-13,000 Ukrainian videos. So
12,000 videos?
Yeah.
No kidding.
So it makes it much more interesting in terms of sharing and getting a little bit more broader exposure mm-hmm. and even a bigger audience for sharing your videos with other Ukrainians on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of performances might we see on YouTube?
There are, I didn't even know where to begin. I try to tape as many bands as possible, mm-hmm. And like Malankas and Zabavas. Mm-hmm. It'd be bands like mm-hmm. Zarada from Winnipeg mm-hmm. or Ifira from Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Do you have Haidamake or Kahoot?
Yeah, Haidamake as well, Tarash Chubai from mm-hmm. Plac Yereme. Mm-hmm. And just recently I taped a Buri Zabava with Rankahut and Buria. Mm-hmm. And even more recently, just this past weekend, I taped Ihor Bechinsky and Rankahut doing a comedy skit for mm-hmm. an upcoming comedy cabaret they're having here in Toronto. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff from the entertainment and music scene here, mm-hmm. but a big weakness that I have is also from the academic side and scholarship, and well, I tape a lot of writers, authors, mm-hmm. book launches, public discussions, roundtable forums dedicated to contemporary Ukrainian events. I think I miss mm-hmm. that side of school or university, mm-hmm. so it's great to see these professors and writers and thinkers.
Well, that's a wonderful resource.
Yeah, I mean, it's the beauty about it is that you don't have to be at a certain time at a certain place for a one-time event. Mm-hmm. Like whether it's some lecture downtown, or you have to sit in front of your television at 6 o'clock on Saturday mm-hmm. evening or something to catch something, yeah. you can watch it on demand anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. You can watch it mobily on your BlackBerry or your iPhone, and you can watch it as many times as you want. It's free, and hopefully more Ukrainians will share that vision that if we can get a much broader exposure to good quality Ukrainian content and share that online with Ukrainians, not just on YouTube, but everywhere around the world, I think Ukrainian culture will be a lot better off for it.
That's great. Now, you also host fan groups for performers?
Yeah, sort of going back to your original question, is like, why did I set up YouTube? Mm-hmm. I work in web marketing and web business development, and web video is a very natural component that is essential for that. But I also set up these groups on Facebook on various different entities. So like one is like Ukrainian Tattoo. I discovered that there are a lot of Ukrainians with Ukrainian tattoos, and I thought it would be interesting to see if they would be interested in sharing their their stories and photos of tattoos. There's Ukrainska Kuchnya that has 700-800 members. The tattoo group has over 1,100 members. There are a lot of different fan groups as well. Mm-hmm. So those groups are created, and I try to seed them with content from shows that I shoot for YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Now, can anyone join the Ukrainian video group? And
oh yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's open. It's absolutely free. You don't. You just create a channel on YouTube. You just join. You create your own account, mm-hmm. and you can add your own videos if you have videos to share. Mm-hmm. But if you just want to watch and observe videos anytime, any place, you don't even need to join YouTube. You just go there and and you just, actually just type in Ukrainian videos or mm-hmm. type in YouTube in your search field on Google, and the link appears near the top of the search results. So,
mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Now, you've posted our Did You Know iAudio items from our Ottawa Ukrainian Hour on YouTube.
Guilty.
And it's been wonderful to see that these have been accessed by Internet users around the world.
There's a beautiful example of transferring content from one medium, radio, mm-hmm. And that you can extend the shelf life mm-hmm. of all of the really good content that you have on your program, mm-hmm. and again, it's right across the world. You have your own website, but it's I think it's great to have it on YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's marvelous that a service such as YouTube exists, and all the best to you, Bill. Na все добре.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with William Schuch, the creator of YouTube. To find YouTube on the internet, just Google YouTube, UKETube, one word. And a reminder that you can find Did You Know items from our previous shows on YouTube.